The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello, I'm Haryanto Diman. You're watching The Big Story. You can subscribe to our channel so you never miss a single episode. 131 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases were confirmed today. 64 were linked to previous cases and on quarantine, while 15 linked cases were detected through surveillance. But there are 52 cases currently unlinked. The linked cases include 28 from the Jurong Fishery Port cluster, which now stands at 997. The Health Ministry will share further updates tonight. Singapore looks to be on track to get two-thirds of the population fully vaccinated by National Day. Here's a vaccination update. As at July 28th, more than 3.2 million people, or 57% of the population, have completed the full vaccination regimen. 76% have received at least one dose. But for the more vulnerable, seniors 60 to 69 years old, 14% of them are still unvaccinated. Among older seniors, 70 and up, 22% remain unvaccinated. Older, unvaccinated people made up a significant portion of COVID-19 patients in ICU or who needed oxygen supplementation. There are more patients who are completely unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. And on the right, most of the serious cases comprise those above 60 years old. Severe cases have tripled in the past 2 weeks, with experts warning that the figure is likely to grow. Professor Dale Fisher, Senior Consultant at NUH's Division of Infectious Diseases, joins me now. Welcome back to the show, Professor. Can you explain why you're expecting rising severe cases in the coming weeks, despite more people getting vaccinated?
Oh, it's because of the people that aren't vaccinated, Haryanto. We're getting more cases, and with more cases, we're also seeing more elderly. And at the same time, we're seeing more elderly that are unvaccinated. We're also seeing very mild disease and asymptomatic disease in vaccinated people. And we're seeing disease, unfortunately, sometimes in people that have had one jab. And you think, it would have been so much better had they started a couple of weeks earlier. But the prediction over more severe disease is simply because there's more cases, over 1,000 in the last week. And a good several dozen of those people are older people that are unvaccinated.
And of course, the move forward would then be to advise this group of people to get vaccinated, Professor.
Well, yeah, advise everyone that's eligible to get vaccinated. You've got to remember that if you get vaccinated today, then you'll have the second jab in 3 or 4 weeks. And then maximum immunity comes a couple of weeks later. So really, it's if you had your vaccine tomorrow, then it would be another 5 or 6 weeks until you're fully covered. And we're seeing more and more cases. And I could only urge people that, especially when we start winding back on restrictions, that those people are extremely vulnerable to getting disease. It's the decision they're making. If they're making an active decision to not get vaccinated, it's a very serious decision that when it comes time, if they change their mind, it takes 6 weeks to reverse it.
Professor, with this current trend right now of, you know, expecting rising severe cases in the coming weeks, will it affect our exit from phase 2 heightened alert, you reckon?
So there's really two things going on, Haryanto. The exiting from the heightened restrictions is going to be very dependent on the vaccine uptake. We know we've got about 55% people now that are fully vaccinated, but we also know that we're at about 77% if you include first jabs. So therefore, in 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to be pushing 80% fully vaccinated. So that's the number that's going to determine whether we move into an endemic phase. I think with Delta, it'll be hard to imagine getting the numbers down in less than a month. Not adequately anyway. So the other side of the story is what's happening in this month. And while there's still, you know, a million people that have had one jab, not two, they're still vulnerable, plus all the people that haven't had any jabs at all. And we're closely watching the impact of that on hospital services. So can we survive the next month without making harsher restrictions? For instance, if the hospitals are getting overwhelmed, and if we can survive it, then we can go into endemic mode because so many people are vaccinated. But even then, it'll be a stepwise process because as we peel back the restrictions after everyone's vaccinated, we still need to see the impact that those on those unvaccinated people.
All right, well, thank you so much, Professor, for setting aside time to speak with us. I've been speaking with Professor Dale Fisher, Senior Infectious Diseases Consultant at NUH.